It's Friday, April 10th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. Last week, unemployment claims totaled 6.6 million, bringing the total number of applications to nearly 17 million since the pandemic has shut down huge parts of the economy. And as a result of so many people applying for unemployment, people are having a tough time getting through and completing the process. Dana Mattioli, reporter at the Wall Street Journal, joins us for how tough the job market is right now. Thanks for joining us, Dana.
Thanks for having me.
Wanted to talk about jobs right now during the coronavirus pandemic that we're going through. Just a sign of how bad the economy is doing right now while the country is going through massive shutdowns. The latest numbers for unemployment, 6.6 million people last week had some new unemployment claims. Before that, it was 6.9 million, then 3.3 million the week before that. Mm-hmm. It's been a really tough time. We're nearly at 17 million people that have filed for unemployment right now. Dana, tell us a little bit about this, just in general, kind of how bad it's been getting.
With the economy sort of shutting down seemingly overnight, we're seeing giant companies taking unprecedented action. So Macy's and Gap and Marriott and Hilton, retailers, travel companies that have very little demand, are shedding hundreds of thousands of jobs. And then other companies that might be more stable are instituting hiring freezes. So the unemployment numbers are pretty staggering right now.
And it's a tough situation for a lot of these laid off Americans. They're filing for unemployment. Everybody's heard the news that Congress passed more funding and more money for unemployment benefits. But there's so many people calling their local offices that people aren't having a hard time getting through. So while the services are there, they can't start them yet. So I know there's a huge backlog that a lot of people are going through. And it's frustrating because you have to have this balance of what to do next. People need to pay rent. People need to eat and support their families. And it's tough when you can't get in the line so quickly.
There's a giant backlog from what people are saying when they're trying to file, not only for individuals that are laid off, but also people who run businesses. The Small Business Administration is just totally overwhelmed, and it's very hard for these people to get loans to save their own businesses.
They are companies who are hiring. They might not be the most desirable right now because of the current situation, but in these tough times, a job is a job. And if you need some income, there are places that are hiring. You know, we've talked about this before, grocery stores, Target, CVS, Walmart, pizza chains. And Amazon right now is hiring a ton of people, but these are all things where you're either face-to-face with customers, or in the case of Amazon, you're in a factory with a lot of other people. But Amazon specifically, they're hiring a lot, but do people want these jobs?
What's strange about the current economy is people are clamoring for these jobs. People that are totally overqualified for these jobs want these jobs. So Amazon announced 100,000 new jobs just a few weeks ago at a time when a lot of people are being laid off or furloughed. And these are warehouse worker jobs where you don't need an education. You don't need prior work experience. You definitely don't even need like a college education or a GED. And what we're seeing, and we had a story today about, is people that run businesses and executive chefs and people that are white collar workers trying to get these warehouse jobs just to make ends meet.
You made a reference in your article that this has shades of the last U.S. recession 11 years ago, where there was law school graduates, other big graduates turning to bartending or other low skilled work because the market had dried up and they needed to work in the meantime. So Amazon specifically, they've raised their minimum hourly wage. They're trying to recruit new people, and these jobs are filling fast. I think you mentioned they had 100,000 job openings. I think they filled like 80,000 of those already.
They're having no trouble filling these jobs because they're so coveted, because it's $17 an hour. When people have mortgage payments, they have kids, they have to put food on the table. The downside is a lot of the people I spoke to sort of came to this like moral crisis. They said, I need the money, but I'm afraid of going there and contracting the virus because these are warehouses with hundreds of people.
Amazon, I know there was a lot of workers that were trying to walk out and prove a point. They wanted safer conditions there. What has Amazon done to help that?
There's been a ton of walkouts. There have been at least 15 different warehouses where employees have contracted COVID. In response to this, Amazon has started to distribute masks to their warehouse workers to wear. That was not something that they had as of a few weeks ago. They've also tried to space out the warehouses so that people are not within 6 feet of each other, which is sort of a hard thing to do. They also gave those workers paid time off if they felt ill or contracted the virus. So there are some measures, but as you can imagine, these jobs are the lowest at the totem pole at Amazon. At the white collar level, Amazon workers make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. These workers make $17 an hour. So if they were to get sick, I mean, these are huge hospital bills people coming out of COVID are facing.
And then that's where the balance is. Do you risk getting sick or do you risk not being able to pay your rent? You talk to a lot of people who are going through this. One in particular, he was a young guy. He's a 30-year-old. He used to do touring merchandise for musical artists. He applied for Amazon. I guess he got the job, but then at the end, he decided just to file for unemployment. He decided the risk wasn't worth it to get coronavirus.
That's right. I spoke to a touring merchandising manager who makes his money with different musical acts at their concerts. And he makes pretty good money. He makes $65,000 a year in Tennessee. But then all of his concerts were canceled through August. And he was just in the middle of closing on a house, actually. So he applied at Amazon because they're the only place where he could find a job. He got accepted. And, you know, his first day of work, he couldn't show up. And he told me, you know, the risk of getting COVID wasn't worth it for $17 an hour.
And that's just something that a lot of people are facing. But as I said, there are people that are hiring. It's tough work right now. But at the same time, these unemployment numbers are at historic levels right now. So we'll have to keep seeing what happens there. Dana Mattioli, reporter at The Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
Anytime.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your Daily Coronavirus Update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.